Next up on WealthWorks Radio, when it comes to retirement, there are things you should do and just as many things you shouldn't. On today's show, we'll highlight five things to avoid in your retirement plan.
WealthWorks Radio.
Asset protection.
Tax reduction.
Holistic planning.
South Florida's wealth, financial, and income coach. Eric Kearney.
Welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney. Eric is a fiduciary contributor to Fortune Magazine. He's an author, obviously, president of Retirement Wealth LLC, and so much more. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Not much, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And I like this. It's sort of a do's and don'ts. You know, do be a don't be and don't be a do be, whatever that is. Remember that from Romper Room?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're as old as me. Well, not really. But
it takes us way back.
But you mentioned that to anybody under about 30, and they look at you like, what in the heck are you talking about?
That's right. Yeah, it certainly dates us when we mention things and they just stare at you like, I've never heard of that. It's like, oh, boy.
Right. Yeah, it's like talking to my granddaughter who's 16. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, on we go here. So, you know, I mean, on that road to retirement, it's certainly a long one, obviously. And there are things that we often talk about that we should be doing. So I thought it might be fun this time to sort of twist it around and talk about things we're not, that we shouldn't be doing. And one of them is not guarding against market decline. I mean, the volatility in the market today, we've got to be aware of that, and we've got to plan for that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we've gotten babied and spoiled from a 10-year bull market run. And the thing is that even last December of 2018, when all of a sudden the markets, you know, went into a dive, a steep dive, and they declined very quickly, we went into action right away, and we started moving money into cash, protecting the value of those accounts. But the thing is that there was a lot of people that was kind of a wake-up call. The problem is, Steve, is that as soon as the markets come back, we forget how tumultuous the markets can get. And so when everything comes back, we're like, oh, let's go live our lives again. And then all of a sudden, in comes coronavirus. So we never know what's going to happen. And if you take a look at all of the different market events in all of the past 20 years, you go back all the way to 1999, you have a tech bubble. That was unbelievable because everybody's like, I just can't believe that the whole thing blew up. Really? When you're buying like these stocks that are just going through the roof, it's bound to happen. That was a bubble. Only 2 years later, you have an incredible terrorist attack. And then you've had multiple pullbacks and corrections. And then you've got 2008, which was a complete financial meltdown. And now all of a sudden, you have this virus. So you've got major events in the market that have nothing to do with one another, really. I mean, they're such different events. And we have to be prepared for those. And there's a lot of people who, again, they're like, once this goes through, the markets will be on fire again. Let me tell you something. If it was that easy, everyone would be an investment advisor. Right now, there's a lot of financial advisors and investment advisors that are retiring because they're like, I can't take it anymore. And so what we're seeing is that there's a lot of people who are coming into our office that have not been prepared for this, and their portfolios are still suffering this year.
I hadn't thought about that when you talk about advisors retiring just because they can't deal with this crap anymore.
Happens all the time.
Does it really? Well, that's got to be hard on some. If I was a client, I wouldn't like that one bit.
No, and the other issue is that there's a lot of advisors who are swapping or switching their companies because they're getting these massive bonuses. And so people are realizing, why is my client going, or why is my advisor going to another one, another office? Well, trust me, it's not in your best interest, even though they're going to tell you that. It's in their best interest because they're getting paid a massive bonus to move their entire book over. And that's what's happening right now. So people are actually calling me and they're like, Eric, my advisor's switching companies again, and I'm not willing to switch over with them. I want to find someone who's independent because, like I said, we own all of our offices. There's nowhere else for me to move to. We're independent, so we're going to always stay independent. And so we're getting a lot of people who are just fed up with the market declines and also with their advisor not being on top of anything.
The yes, exactly. I hadn't thought. That's an interesting thought. The so we're talking about things maybe that we shouldn't be doing in retirement, and especially in these times. But one of the logical things, and we've talked about this before, is, well, I'm just going to move into bonds because that's always safe.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. So when you have someone who says, well, I was an aggressive investor until the markets fell apart, now I'm conservative. Well, you have to figure out what your risk tolerance is, first of all. And I will tell you one thing. For the past 3 years, our portfolios have been significantly equity driven. That's what provided us with a huge cushion for this year. My clients aren't panicking. They're not freaking out. They're like, hey, I'm way ahead of where I was supposed to be. So when you get good returns in the market, you want to grab those as much as you can. And I told my clients over 3 years ago, I still have the video. I said, look, there's two trains coming together, and it's going to be interest rate changes. And so what's going to happen is bonds are going to become anemic, and it's not going to be something that you want to have a major holding in. And so for the past 3 years, we've been very equity driven, and that has done very well for our clients. And what has happened now is there's a lot of people who want to go into the bond market. That's just as detrimental as going into cash. And so there's a lot of people that want to jump into CDs because they're like, well, we really think there's a recession coming. I got news for you. We're in a recession. So
yeah, it's already here.
Yeah, the recession is here. And the funny thing about that is that you don't ever see a recession coming. Usually you're already in the middle of that recession by the time you realize that you are in a recession. And so, you know, for all the people who said, I know there's a recession coming sometime, yeah, even a blind squirrel eventually is going to find a nut. So you have all these people and they're like, you know, 10 years ago, hey, there's a recession coming. Yeah, at some point, there's always a recession coming. That's cyclical, right?
Right.
That's cyclical finances. That's cyclical economics. So the thing is that, you know, somebody will say, oh, my spouse told me there was going to be a recession and they were right. It's like, okay, yeah, congratulations. You're an economist, right? So the bottom line is that we have to build a portfolio according to what is relevant. And there's so many different things that you have to pay attention to. And people don't understand all the dots that we have to connect for a client. They just think that you write a simple financial plan and you sit back and you just, you know, manage the account. There are so many things that are coming from left field. And I'll tell you, the bond market and the fixed income market is a very dangerous place to play. And there's a lot of people where I say that is the safest way to lose money. And when they look at me like that, they're like, well, I'm not losing any money. I'm like, maybe not this year, but over time, with inflation, with healthcare, with future taxes, you will have lost a significant amount of purchasing power. And so people don't realize that. And I will tell you this one thing. Affluent people want to remain affluent. They don't want to say, I'm worth X amount of dollars, and then in 10 years, I'm worth 50% less, right? They still want to maintain their net worth and keep going. So they're very open to finding a darn good investment advisor and saying, look, please help me maintain this. How do I do that?
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. And we've certainly had these discussions before, too. And assuming that a particular element of retirement planning is all good or all bad. I should always do this. I should never do that. You know, the problem with saying always is not true.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is that nothing is black and white in this business. And I'll tell you one thing, what we've seen is a lot of people are saying they're going into these financial salespeople and they're like, hey, figure out something for me. Right. And they're like, let's put everything over here into this pile and you've got no market exposure. Well, one thing about this is that for every action, there's sometimes two or three reactions to that. So people will walk out of an advisor's office who were just sold a product. They were not provided with a solution. And they kind of think back and they're like, I wonder if that was the right thing to do. Then when they come in to us for a second opinion, I'm like, that product's okay, but you shouldn't have put all your eggs in that basket because now it's disregarding other opportunities that you have in the market. When people come into me, Steve, they're coming into us because they want to be provided with an absolute solution. But we're doing different things. We're giving them a solution in their financial plan. We're giving them a solution in their income plan. We're giving them a solution with a sophisticated portfolio, and we're also giving them options with our concierge service. There's so many different sides of financial planning. And so, you know, people are making irrational decisions out there because they're in a panic. And all of a sudden, it's 2 or 3 years later that they're calling me and they're saying, Eric, I have this problem that I was wondering if you can help me with. And we've been able to fix a lot of very large issues. And the thing is that as a fiduciary, by law and license, we have to put that client's interest first before anything else. So we're fixing these non-fiduciary advisors' problems. And that's what we've been doing a lot, especially this year.
And again, folks, if you'd like to have some solutions to your questions, Eric is certainly there for you to help you create a plan that's going to get you where you want to be.
Yeah, if you're interested in a second opinion or you're looking to have a fully written comprehensive financial plan, give us a call today. We're going to take the next 5 callers if you're serious about your finances. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next 5 callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Great opportunity, folks. Don't let it slip by. It's a great time to sit down with Eric and the team and put that financial roadmap together. Maybe that second opinion that we've been talking about. Of course, things can get complicated very quickly. Eric and the team can help things, well, smooth things out, make it a lot easier to understand. It's a chance for you to get that true practical financial review. If you've never done it before, now's the time to make that call. It's 800-779-1942. You heard Eric, the next 5 callers. Get that comprehensive financial review plus all the extras, the Social Security analysis, the portfolio x-ray, all of that included, no cost, no obligation. And it starts with that phone call, 800-779-1942. You're going to find out where you stand today. Yes, that's important. But more importantly, when you leave, you're going to have in your hand that roadmap that we talk about, a guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be and really where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, that's 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, finding the right advisor is certainly a process. You need someone you can trust and know that they have your best interest at heart. When we come back, some steps to help you find the best advisor for your situation.
Hey, we're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, is a fiduciary, very important, and an independent organization. That's important as well. He's president of Retirement Wealth, and he put together a heck of a team. And you guys are essentially on the road going to the various offices, and especially your new one.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, we're in Bonita, Cape Coral, Punta Gorda, and Sarasota. And these offices, I mean, Sarasota really is busy like January, February, March, but this year we've been going up there quite often. So I mean, we are, you know, we're in these offices, and the office in Bonita has turned out beautiful. We're in that one all the time, and we're still cranking right along. I mean, even though, you know, everything that's going on, we are still staying super busy.
Well, and I think people are, one of the reasons to me anyway that you are so busy is people need that reassurance that they are okay. And that's why I think in your case, being independent fiduciary, that's what people need right now.
Yeah, when times get really dark, and like I said, I mean, there's been a lot of worry on the horizon with the stock market, with becoming an election year and everything that's going on. So there's a lot of people that are panicking a little bit. And the common denominator that I'm getting right now is I'm not getting serviced by my current advisor. There's no plan in place. I'm not being contacted by them. I feel like I'm kind of being deserted. And so this is really the time where, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And this is really where we have to get together and really reach out to all of our clients and saying, hey, do you need anything from us? You know, are we giving you everything that you possibly need? You know, right from the start, we've taken care of our clients the very first. We updated their financial plans. We updated their income plans, made sure that they're going to be okay. And then we knew that there was going to be a whole barrage of new people. And that's exactly what's happened. So we are very picky about who we work with. But yeah, you know, we have been able to help out a lot of people, and I've been very grateful for that.
One of the things that I think people, for someone that may have been doing this on their own up till now, you know, the horizon is very different. And again, if you were managing your own finances through, you know, the 10 years of the bull market, it's not the same anymore. And it's a good idea to just get at that second opinion. Just sit down with someone like you and make sure you're okay.
I think that's been a big deal. And I'll tell you, we had a great couple that we met up in Punta Gorda, and they both kind of came in and they were both very worried. And they sat down with me and I could tell something was going on. And they said, you know, Eric, we want our story to be told. And what had happened was they both did a lot of research and they both thought that they were doing a really good job managing their money. Well, I'm not going to talk about the figures, but it was a very large seven-figure portfolio, and now it's down to about $500,000.
Wow.
And they said, we don't know where all the money went. And so they just kind of looked at each other and they said, we're not upset with each other because it was both of our faults. We were both responsible for it, but we can't screw around anymore. And it's actually forcing them to sell a property that they have up in the Northeast. And I said, well, I said, you know, let's sit down and just figure out your finances and everything. And by the time we got through the financial plan, I'm like, okay, as long as we do this, this, and this, you're going to be okay. But like I said, we've got to get to work. And so the thing is that they said, we wish that we came and saw you 3 years ago. That's also another common denominator. There's a lot of people that procrastinate. They stick with their advisor for a little too long. And when we come in, it's not me telling them what's wrong with their portfolio. It's third-party software that's telling them their strengths, their weaknesses, what's going on with the portfolio. And the other thing is too, Steve, is that when they ask to come in, they're like, what should I bring? I'm like, please bring in your income plan. Please bring in your financial plan. Nobody ever has one. So, like I said, how are you supposed to go on a massive trip that's going to last you 20 to 25 years and you have absolutely no GPS, you absolutely have no direction?
That's not a good picture. That's not a good thought. And I mean, sometimes people get connected with someone and they're disconnected emotionally, even though they know they're probably in the wrong space. That's a tough one, too.
They're in a financial no man's land. You know, they're not really happy where they are, but they're just not unhappy enough to do anything about it. And I recognize that.
Sounds like my first marriage. Oh, sorry.
Ba-dum, boom.
Yeah, I couldn't help.
But, you know, there's a lot of people that come in and they're just in a daze. They're like, I know I have to do something. I don't know what to do. The other person that's very difficult to work with is when they come in and they have a absolutely horrific portfolio, and I'm proving to them that they have a very bad portfolio. Their next thing is, I can't make any changes right now. And I'm just like, you're kidding me. And so they say, no, you know, I want to have another meeting. When they have another meeting with me, I say, okay, you know, what are your thoughts? I just can't make any changes at this point. So they're emotionally not capable of moving forward, even though I prove to them that they're in a horrible position. And the sad thing is that we actually let them go. I do not call them anymore. This is the difference between a good advisor and a bad advisor. I don't call them anymore because I have so many people that actually want my help. And that one is a sinking ship. That person is going to fail in retirement. And if they don't want my help, I can't keep begging them. And I don't have to beg them because I have plenty more people that need my help and want my help. More importantly, appreciate my help. And so the thing is that I have to realize if somebody doesn't really want me to help them, then we have to move on. And unfortunately, I do think about that person quite a bit because I could have made a huge difference in their life. I could have made a huge difference in their retirement, but they just didn't have the emotional capacity to move forward. And so shame on the other advisors who put them in these ridiculous products because they feel like they're stuck in those. And again, even after I prove to them how bad they are, they just cannot seem to leave.
And that is a, I mean, again, that's a sad but true story, isn't it? I mean, this, we're like that. And right now, the way times are and the markets, and it seems there's a lot of folks going, hey, I got something just for you. This is guaranteed. This is, you got to be right. Careful out there.
Yeah, there's a outfit. I'll say an outfit.
An outfit. I like it.
Yeah. Up in Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, and they throw around the guaranteed word on radio all the time. And so people are like, oh, this is guaranteed. This is guaranteed. Let me tell you something. The G word is kind of like a bad word in our industry. It's right. Like a curse word. You know, you just don't throw around that word. And I promise you, anytime that there's a guarantee, there's nothing great about that guarantee. So the thing is that people really want a solution. They want that silver financial bullet. It doesn't exist. You have to find someone who actually knows how to manage money, who actually knows how to build an allocation, who actually can provide you with an income plan that's going to show you where medical care is going to come from, show you where health care is going to come from, inflate it by at 3% with inflation, include your Social Security strategies. What about Medicare? There's so many things into this, but these guys are going out there and selling products, having you sign paperwork, and doing absolutely no planning whatsoever. That's not financial planning. That's just a licensed salesperson. And that product more than likely will not do you any good. Furthermore, after you sign that paperwork, more than likely you'll never hear from that financial salesperson again because there's nothing in it for them. They're not going to update your plan. They're not going to update your income plan. They're not going to care about your medical costs or anything like that. So when something happens bad with you or your family or your retirement, don't expect to get a phone call back from them because they don't really care. And more than likely, the product that they sold you was ill-fitting for you in the first place.
Absolutely. And then we got to be aware of...
Is that a rant, Steve?
That was good rant, though. I liked it. Okay. One of the other things we have to be aware of, I think, it's like with medical issues. Something, you know, I've got this on my arm, you go to Dr. Google. Well, I've got this in my retirement plan, you go to, you know, financialadvisor.google, right?
Right.
And
right.
That's not a good idea. I mean, because there's a lot of misinformation, bad information, just flat out, you know, no information.
When the Oogle answers your question, you kind of check off that box and move on. And I'll tell you, I had a neighbor in upstate New York, and he said, you know, Eric, I want to work with you, but I feel like, you know, if things go bad, you know, that would ruin us being neighbors. I'm like, well, we don't spend very much time together anyway, so what's the point? I don't really, you know, I don't get it. So we kind of laughed about that. But the problem is that he just wanted me to give him 5 good investments. The problem with that is that in 6 to 12 months, they may be irrelevant. And if I'm not his advisor and we're not rebalancing or changing those, it's not going to work out for him. So the thing is that you have to have an ongoing relationship going forward with anyone that you're working with. You're entering into a financial relationship with that person. There's a lot of people who feel, I really don't have a financial relationship with my advisor. And so that's the sad part about this. And there's a lot of people that, you know, want to go online and get a very simple answer. There's no simple answer to a retirement that's going to last you 25 to 30 years. Oh, and by the way, I want to leave my kids money too. So there's so many different moving parts in this that we have to be aware of.
Right, exactly. And you know, we're up against the clock here. But the takeaway is you just got to trust your gut and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right. I mean, sit down with several advisors. I say this all the time. Don't just sit down with one advisor. Sit down with several advisors. See who you're going to be a really good fit with. If you're interested in getting a second opinion with us or getting a written comprehensive financial plan, be one of the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe even a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Make that phone call now, folks. Take advantage of this offer today. Let Eric help you put that financial roadmap together. Maybe make some repairs along the way. That's what it's all about. It's a chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And it starts with a phone call. It's simple. 800-779-1942. You heard Eric. The next five callers get that comprehensive financial review. All the extras that go along with it, and he'll be happy to answer any questions you might have. It's a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, that's 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, in this segment, we'll focus on some best ways to maximize your 401k. That and more when we come right back.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric, of course, is a fiduciary. He is a contributor to Fortune magazine, the president of Retirement Wealth, all-around good guy. Eric, are you getting a lot of folks asking about, well, how do I know if my 401k is okay?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's kind of interesting is if you're working with an advisor and you're still working out there, a lot of times the advisor doesn't want to even help you with that because they're not being compensated, which is just unbelievable to me. But you really need to look at all of your monetary needs. And so everything that has a monetary value in that, you want to make sure that it's actually being managed. And so you also want to make sure that it's complementing the other monies that you need in there as well. And so there's a lot of people that are coming into us and they're like, here's my 401k still at work. And by the way, your 401k more than likely is going to be your largest financial tool that you have for retiring. And so you want to make sure that you're actually having that managed on a very regular basis.
And so as we look at our 401ks, I mean, for a lot of us, and myself included, when I first got one, you're told, well, you're enrolled in a 401k, and this is how much your contribution is, and this is how much our match is. Okay, go away. Don't bother me. And so right. You think, well, everything's okay. It must be. But the thing is we can go in and make tweaks inside that 401k if we know what to look for. And fortunately, you do.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of tweaks in here. So the bottom line is that you really have to pay attention to two things. Number one, your contributions. Where is your money going towards in contributions? Number two, where is it going for that the money is already held in there? So you can actually be contributing to a money market account, but your current funds are already invested in, let's say, growth funds. But what that means is that's a huge mistake because you always want your contributions to be going into equities because you're buying low and selling high all throughout different times. So there's a lot of times where you actually want to pay attention to where your contributions are going in and then also your current allocation with your past money that you've already put in. So there's a lot of moving parts that go into a 401k, and a lot of times it's a 10-minute phone call with a good advisor who's actually going to pay attention to this for you.
Sure. As we look at our 401ks, like you said, that's for a lot of us, that's our biggest tool that we've got. So we've got to make sure that it's being utilized. And I know that you've got feelings on target date funds, and I'm not sure they're that good.
Yeah, well, I mean, target date funds are just the lazy man's way of doing it, you know, and there's a lot of people that say, oh, this looks good. But remember, those target date funds don't understand reality. They don't understand what's going on right now. They don't understand different economic events. They don't understand political events or anything like that. So they're just a set it and forget it. What you have to do is you have to take a look at what's going around the world and saying, okay, stay away from target date funds. You're going to get a much more bang for your buck going into individual mutual funds or exchange traded funds over those target date funds. It is very rare that I see someone in an appropriate target date fund. And once I explain that to them, they're like, oh, Eric, that makes sense. Okay, let's make the change. So the bottom line is that I like to educate people about things, not just say, oh, let's do this, this, and this. I want to educate them and teach them why we're actually making this. And so there's a lot of people that say, okay, I still don't get it. I'm like, okay, then I did a poor job of explaining it to you. Let me try another way. So the bottom line is that I want to get through to them some way, shape, or form and start teaching them how they can actually figure this out a little bit on their own too. And I'll tell you, it's kind of like an eyes wide open event when we actually go through this and people actually enjoy it.
And you were talking about education and how important that is. And you, that is one of the things that you do at Retirement Wealth is you educate, you teach people. That's one of the key things that you do above all else.
I think it builds people's financial confidence. They also understand that, you know, we do want to educate them as we go along. I think that there's a lot of advisors who try to show people how smart they are and, you know, like, look at me and look at this. And we don't, we use a lot of big terms, but then we put a very easy to understand definition next to it. For instance, standard deviation, it's just a volatility index. So everybody understands volatility, but they really don't understand standard deviation. That's okay. You know, when we take a look at something like, you could take a look at beta. Beta is just a big word for risk. Well, not such a big word, but, you know. So it's just beta is risk. Standard deviation is volatility. And also your Sharpe ratio is a annual rate of return. So when people start seeing that, they're like, okay, so basically I want to lower my risk. I want to lower my volatility. And that should raise up my rate of return over time. Hopefully that does. And so there's a lot of times where when we go through these reports that we actually do for people, it's showing them, and more than likely, they're finding out more about their portfolio than they've ever known before. That's what people want in this. They want transparency. The biggest deal is that when we're all sitting at the conference table, if we are all on the same page and we all understand what's happening and we all agree that this is for the betterment of the client, then everything is good. The problem is that there's a lot of times where people are don't understand what they have in their portfolio. Things are not transparent. Their advisor's not communicating with them, and they just don't feel like they have any positive forward direction. And so that's where the advisor completely loses them.
Of course. One of the things that we've talked about before, and I think it's one of the lesser known pieces or elements of a 401k, is that once you get 59 and a half, no, you don't have to pay the penalty anymore. But there's also something called an in-service non-hardship withdrawal, which sounds ominous, but it's really quite beneficial.
Very beneficial, because unfortunately, Xerox, we have a lot of Xerox executives, they used to have these fantastic 401ks. There was plenty of choices to choose from. And then all of a sudden they went from 55 holdings down to, oh, about 11. And so it kind of got redundant because a lot of them were in the fixed income market. And I was like, oh, these things are terrible. So when you get to a certain point, you can actually do an in-service withdrawal, which means let's say you've got $800,000 in your 401k. A lot of times they'll let you roll out $300,000 or $400,000 and you can invest it in anything that you want. This has been incredibly beneficial for a lot of my clients because even though they still have another 2, 3, 4, or 5 years, we've actually been able to make significantly more money outside of that 401k. So that's incredibly beneficial. So we've been very grateful to be able to do a lot of in-service distributions.
And that to me seems to be such an key element to maximize a retirement like that. And again, not a lot of people are aware that they can even do it.
I think the biggest thing about our office is that by the time you have the financial planning side go through that client's portfolio, their goals, objectives, what their lifestyle looks like and everything, and then you put together the wealth management side of it, we're looking at every single angle. And so the thing is that, you know, for every action, there is a reaction. So we're always like, well, what if we do this? And what if we do this? And there's so many different scenarios and illustrations run in the background. And I'm telling you, there's sometimes where we have run 45 or 50 different illustrations for a client, trying to keep tweaking it to give them a better opportunity. And so this is really what clients want. And the problem is that on these non-independent advisors, the problem is that they don't have enough products to be able to do that. So they have to take something from their limited chest of products and say, well, this is really good. But unfortunately, they don't have all the products that we have available to us.
Sure. And that's the advantage of being an independent and a fiduciary.
Right.
Yeah.
Incredible difference.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I know you help people do, too, and that is rein in all of those orphan 401ks out there. A lot of folks have them laying around and don't really think about it.
Yeah, consolidate, because I promise you this, they're all over the place and they're just not doing you any justice at all. The problem is that when they're all over the place, you're paying a lot of money in fees in these 401ks. And also the thing is that you probably have lost opportunity from rates of return. So this is one thing where we say, okay, let's bring them all in here, create an actual wealth management plan for them and get them to work for you. And people really like that, because I'll tell you, the hardest part about that is making an appointment, bringing them in, and then automating her concierge service, take all those over. I mean, I've seen people with 16 and 17 accounts out there, and I just look at Autumn and I smile, and she's like, I'll get it done. And she gets wow. it done with a big smile on her face, you
wow,
know,
fantastic.
And it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is that when you get all those accounts, you know, let's say there's a couple individuals and whatever, you get them in the right areas, people are so relieved. I'm like, you know, now you're not going to have 17 statements. Talk about overwhelming. And I'll tell you, having 17 statements is not a financial plan. It's just a pile of statements. So we've got to do something and really start to manage that money.
I like that. Having 17 statements isn't a financial plan. It's just, yeah, wow. You lay it out like it is, Eric. In fact, folks, if you want to consolidate what you might have out there, give Eric a call.
Yeah, if you've got 17 statements out there, bring them into Autumn. She'll fix them for you.
Okay, fair enough. I like it.
If you're interested in a second opinion or a fully written financial plan, give us a call. We're going to take the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next 5 callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
I can see Autumn standing over your shoulder.
I feel her. Yeah.
Okay. All right, folks. Hey, it's a great opportunity. Take advantage of it. And in all seriousness, take advantage of this to be able to sit down and put that financial roadmap together, bring everything together, put it into one plan, create that income plan. That's what Eric and the team do. It's a chance to get that true practical financial review. And it starts with a phone call, 800-779-1942. The next 5 callers, you get that comprehensive financial review. You find out where you are today, yes, but most importantly, and this really is key, you end up with that roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. And that roadmap, well, when you go back and check in again, maybe it needs a few tweaks. That's what they're there for. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, great questions from smart listeners. That and more when we come right back.
And we're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Eric is a fiduciary. The organization is an independent organization. Retirement wealth is what we're talking about. And Eric, you know, we were talking about Autumn in the last segment and had a chance to meet with her. And Donna's, again, a big part of your team. But you have surrounded yourself with so many good people.
Yeah, I mean, our research team, our trading team, I mean, it's just been fantastic. I mean, Scotty Martin, has been a good partner of mine. He's on Fox Business TV almost every week. Just a good guy. Alex Staley. And these guys are at the best of the best. And I'll tell you, I mean, we're working with a lot of affluent clients. I'm so grateful to be surrounded by all these good people. And I've been very blessed in this business, that's for sure.
Absolutely. 800-779-1942, folks, if you want to jump in. So I know Florida, you guys are having some struggles. And so do you see a chance to do your seminars or your workshops coming up anytime soon?
No, I actually think we're going to kind of put those off till 2021.
Okay.
We're busy enough right now. We're getting a lot of referrals and everything. So we're busy enough right now. And, you know, the thing is that when we take on a client, we want to make sure that we're working with that client and they are our priority. And this year, there's a lot of unhappy people with our current advisors. So we've been busy enough with that. And as much as I love educating people, I just think that we need to give it a break. And we also don't want to put people in danger either. So it looks like we are going to be putting that off until 2021.
All right. Well, good to know. Keep us posted, of course.
Of course.
Let's jump into a couple of questions here. Paul is in Port Charlotte. He says, I've been bombarded with ads featuring robo-advisory platforms that have a lot of online financial planning tools. What do these tools lack that an in-person financial planner can provide? Other than a personality? Well, you know, plenty, I think.
Yeah, I mean, emotion. I mean, the investment behavior and emotions are huge in this business. And I'll tell you, my clients love the financial relationship part of this. You can go online. I'm not intimidated by those at all because every year we get busier and busier. And you know what? We're talking to people that are like, I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of, you know, calling a 1-800 number and talking to the sixth person in 3 years, you know?
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of large custodians out there, and I'm not going to say any names, but you know, people say, oh, I've been with them for a long time. And I say, how many different advisors that you've had? And they kind of laugh and they're like, yeah, if people really think that you have your money at a large custodian and you actually think that it's being managed, you're crazy. And those people are just trying to move up the ladder. And so they're servicing you just to move on. And as soon as they get a better job, a better opportunity or a pay raise, they are gone. And so this is the thing is I'm dedicated to my clients' financial lives. We have extremely low attrition. Clients don't leave us because we're giving them everything that they want. 10 years ago, I thought, oh, maybe the robo-advisors are going to take over. Not a chance. Certainly not in my lifetime. There's so many different things that we're able to give our clients that a robo-advisor can't give them, and they crash all the time anyways. So they're not intimidated to me at ever. If you're a very cold person and you don't want a relationship, go with a robo-advisor. But if you really want an actual team that's going to assist you, then you know, work with an independent financial firm.
But you said earlier you embrace the technology that can help your clients, that and that's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
I love it because you've got to, you know, I mean, they're aggregating information 24/7. And I've said this before, we're trying to build a pragmatic plan with imperfect information all the time. And so the human element of that can actually take into account the client's emotions and feelings that they have towards finances and actually take care of those. You know, they always say in this business, there's a lot of handholding. That's actually very true. And so what we're trying to do is we're utilizing a lot of artificial intelligence, a lot of different software, and, you know, utilizing that tool for sure, but also have the human element to it as well. And I think as people get older, they embrace that relationship as well.
Oh, I completely agree. 800-779-1942, Paul, if you want to get in touch. Let's move on to Shirley in Bonita. And she writes, it says, I'm considering cutting back to part-time work. I'm 63 years old. My husband passed away a few years ago. So would it be possible to receive his Social Security benefits and still work part-time?
Sure. The answer is yes. You'd be collecting widow's benefits, which are reduced for claims placed before your own full retirement age. So you do want to pay attention to how much you're going to make. And for everything over that you make, you're going to lose a dollar for every $2 over that. But what I would do is take a look at what your current living needs are, do a financial plan, and see what your Social Security strategies are for you and with your husband who passed away.
Is this something that you could help somebody with?
Yeah, we do this on a regular basis, and it's you know, there's a lot of people who still have a lot of Social Security strategies out there. People are in marriages where they're 10 and 12 years apart in age, And so there's a lot of different things that we do. We also do get a lot of people whose husbands or wives have passed away, and we have to figure out the best benefits for them as well.
All right, Shirley, you can give Eric a call at 800-779-1942. Let's go to Ernie in Naples. He says, an IRA is being willed to me. If I inherit it before the age of 59 and a half, can I have that sent directly to my own IRA, and what are the tax implications? That can be tricky.
It is, because this is happening more and more. So the IRA is being willed to you. It's going to have to be an inherited IRA that you have to put that into. So you cannot combine that with yours. And then furthermore, you are going to have to be required to take out required minimum distributions off of that as well. So they are based on your age and your lifetime. And now all of a sudden with the SECURE Act, you have to be aware of that as well. So yeah, I would definitely have somebody take a look at that for you and assist you with that.
All right, fair enough. 800-779-1942. All right, let's go to Jeff. Jeff says, I'm 64 years old and just retired. I have a 403B from my education career. My advisor is suggesting that I convert the 403B to a traditional IRA account with an annuity company. Now, I understand I would always have to ask my third party if I wanted to withdraw from my 403B. With the IRA, is it more controlled by me? Is this good advice? There are no fees associated with the IRA.
Well, I think it's a good idea that you're converting the 403B to a traditional IRA. I agree with that. But again, here's the situation. This is kind of what I talked about before. He wants to put everything into an annuity. Well, why? Because the thing is that you have to first figure out if it's a fixed indexed annuity or a variable annuity. And then go through why. Is that in his best interest or your best interest? More than likely, it's okay if you want to reduce stock market exposure and use a portion of that in a fixed indexed annuity, but you also have to have another portion of that that is equity driven and fixed income to give you a diversified portfolio. The thing is that at 64 years old, you still have time to accumulate money in that. So you really have to do an income plan and a financial plan. This is my complaint with this industry is that so many people are being sold products without being provided with a solution. And I say over and over again, purpose determines placement. So first of all, Jeff, you have to determine what is the purpose of your money, and then that will determine the placement of your funds. So go into this eyes wide open, because like I said, you've got to be aware of what you're actually getting into, and is that going to help you long term?
I do find it interesting when you say purpose determines placement, and as you start to think about your retirement and the money in your retirement, that begins to really make sense, and that's the beauty of really the simplicity of your plan, as complex as it is.
Right, and a lot of people think, you know, they don't think about that as much as first, but if you have family members coming and staying with you for the weekend, and those family members, there's some adults, there's some children, and then maybe there's a baby, you understand that when you go to the grocery store, there's going to be different food needs for all different ages and people, right? The older people are going to need wine, right?
Of course.
The little kids are going to need bananas, right? So when you go into that store, you realize what is the purpose of me being here? Purpose determines placement. Purpose determines what goes into your cart, your shopping cart. So the thing is that financial planning is no different. Figure out what the purpose is, then that will actually show you what the placement is. And so this is where a lot of times financial salespeople have it wrong, and they're bamboozling all these people into these products that are incorrect for them, especially long-term. And so that's the issue that I have with this industry, is that it should be more regulated about this. And I actually think that people should be doing more financial planning than they do, and they just don't.
Well, depending on who you're working with, you got to figure out whose retirement you're funding, theirs or yours.
Correct. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Good
All
point,
right.
Steve.
All right. So, well, that's about it, Eric. I mean, wow, what a great show. Let's go ahead and open up the lines one last time today.
Yeah, this is your last chance today, so please call if you're in need of a financial plan or you're looking for a second opinion. If you're interested in a results in advance financial plan, let's take the next 5 callers who are in need of that financial plan is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We will create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you, the fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Last opportunity, folks. Make that phone call, 800-779-1942. Sit down with Eric and the team. Let them take all that complex financial world, and it can get complicated, obviously, the things we talked about today. Let them smooth it out for you. Make it easy to understand. Take advantage. Get that true, practical financial review. And it is simple. It just starts with a phone call, 800-779-1942. The next five callers get that comprehensive financial review. You find out, yep, here's where I am today. But most importantly, you walk out the door with a roadmap, with a guide that's going to be able to help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, that's 800-779-1942. Eric, what a fun show. This, I mean, again, one of my favorite hours of the week is hanging out here with you.
You as well, Steve. I appreciate it. Hey, everybody out there, remember, you only retire once. Let's get it right the first time. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
Eric Kearney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposures to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.